I am Dr. Shannon Walker, NASA astronaut, and I am getting ready to fly on the Crew 1 mission to the International Space Station.
And coming up right now is the Space Show. Welcome to the Space Show, presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie. On this evening's The Space Show, the wife of an Australian is preparing to live on the International Space Station, and she's leaving hubby at home. Well, first up, we have Space Show News. If all goes according to schedule, on Sunday at 11 minutes to noon, a Falcon 9 rocket will lift off from the Kennedy Space Center. At the top of it will be a capsule called Crew Dragon, and inside that will be four astronauts. One of them will be Shannon Walker.
I am Dr. Shannon Walker, NASA astronaut, and I am getting ready to fly on the Crew 1 mission to the International Space Station. Crew 1 is the first, what we're terming, operational mission of the Crew Dragon vehicle to the International Space Station. And what we mean by operational mission is that we are starting the phase where we are flying astronauts, NASA is flying astronauts to the International Space Station on commercial crew vehicles. The Crew 1 mission is following what is termed the Demo 2 mission, which was a test flight of the Dragon crew vehicle. One thing that's very different about our flight versus Doug and Bob's is we'll have four people. How do four people live and operate on such a vehicle? And then, of course, the main mission is to deliver crew to the International Space Station for our long job to start spending 6 months living and working on the space station. So my role for my upcoming flight is sort of broken into two pieces. There's my role on the Crew Dragon, and there's my role on the International Space Station. On the Crew Dragon, I am one of the mission specialists, and so a lot of my job, I think, is to help people understand how you operate on that spacecraft with four people as opposed to just two people like Doug and Bob flew. How you allocate the various tasks that need to be done that make sense and can get things done efficiently with four people in a small space. On the space station, my role is going to be very much like it was last time. Do what the ground needs us to do, whether it's maintenance or experiments, and just execute the task at hand. Well, I think what's interesting about spacecraft generically is that underneath it all, spacecraft are spacecraft. They're all the same in the fact that they've got tanks, fuel, engines, how they produce electricity, and then the details come out in how crew interact with them, what kind of information is presented to the crew, what the crew is allowed to do in terms of troubleshooting, what the ground is going to do. And so what the Dragon spacecraft represents to me is just a continuing evolution of better computing power that's, you know, evolved over the years, and different ways that the crew can interact with the spacecraft.
Now, how did Shannon get into the position where she can fly up to the International Space Station as part of NASA's astronaut crew? Well, here's how she explained it.
Well, I have spent my entire career at the Johnson Space Center. I actually started out as a flight controller working in the space shuttle program. I worked with the robotics side, so I was in charge of deploying and retrieving satellites with the space shuttle. After that, I moved over into working with the space station program, working to get hardware built for the space station and working with our international partners to get hardware built for the space station. One particular notable time I had in that in that time was I got the opportunity to spend a year in Russia working with our Russian counterparts doing avionics integration, which was really interesting, really neat experience. Following that, I went back to the control center, but I had a very different job there. I worked with and eventually ran the group that was responsible for the technical health of the space station. And when you say technical health, I know people sometimes wonder what that means. I think the best analogy is we were the problem solvers when things went wrong. If you've seen the movie Apollo 13, when they said you need to take a round one of these to fit a square one of those, that's kind of what we did on a day-to-day basis.
Now, and what about that Aussie husband she's leaving behind?
My husband is a former astronaut, so he knows very well what it takes to go into space, since he flew on the space shuttle four times and spent 4+ months on the Mir space station. So I would say my family's probably a little bit different in that regard, because we're both very in tune of everything that's going on.
And that Aussie husband, of course, is Andy Thomas, who hails from Adelaide. And as I understand it, he holds both Australian and United States citizenship. And he currently, he's a former astronaut. He no longer is an astronaut with NASA. And he does live in the United States. Well, what about the Earth?
What I get to see from the station is I get to see the Earth as a whole. You get to see how something that's going on one place of the Earth really does have effects all the way around the other side. Some of it is just the human side of what's going on the ground, our environment, and then a lot of it just has to do with how incredibly fragile our atmosphere is. And that's what gives us life. And that's what we need to protect as humans, to protect our home planet.